starting 58 and 63. Unfortunately, like everybody those days, we were affected by the nationalistic stories. Okay? And we were all believing what our only radio is telling. And in 58, there was no even Bayrak. In 63, there was Bayrak. Anyway, unfortunately, what the nationalistic leaders told us. So, I remember, for example, in 58, people were gathering in the street and they were speaking to prepare for a Greek attack. What will we do if Greeks attack? And I remember that they were preparing sticks, knives, something like that. And those days, the people who were admired were the ones who were doing more against Greeks. And I remember that at the beginning of 63, I remember that a taxi had brought an ill person to the doctor in our neighborhood. The doctor was a Turkish doctor, and the patient was a Greek Cypriot. And by a taxi, they brought him to our, let us say, to our doctor. And I was 10 years old, I think, because I had just started to speak few English words. So I should be around 9 or 10. I think. And while the taxi was waiting for the patient, I tried to make a plan to puncture the wheel of the car. To puncture means to empty.
Oh, to take the air out.
Yeah, okay. Let us say to take the air out. But later. You know that if you use a nail, it will be punctured, I think. And I had a quite good idea, because I remember that I had found a nail, and I also had thought that if I put the nail lying on the road, it might not help. So I remember that I was trying to put it vertically to the wheel so that it will do the work. But I didn't notice that the driver was inside, and he saw me from the window. Okay, and he went out. He said, "What are you doing?" Of course, he understood what I'm doing. And thank God that he was a very quiet man. He's a very calm man. Or maybe he had to behave in that way because he was in a Turkish Cypriot town, let us say. Yeah, he was a Greek Cypriot. And by his speaking, although he was not speaking Turkish, I understood that he was asking me what I am doing. And of course, he didn't wait my answer. And he started telling me that this is not the right thing. You shouldn't do this. I'm here for a patient, something like this. And at that moment, actually, I was really sorry. I was really sorry for this event. And I said sorry to him. Not because I was afraid. I'm telling again, since I was in my neighborhood, although I was 10 years old, I don't remember that I was afraid, actually. But I really felt sorry. When he spoke to me, I was embarrassed, and I said sorry. So, in another day, there was a garden, let us say, in our neighborhood, who had been burned before, but there were some trees still there, some olive trees, I remember, an olive tree stayed there. And with my friends, again, I remember that, we tried to burn. Actually, and we started a fire. Later, we were afraid from the fire, and we telephoned to the police station, and the fire officers came, and they put off the fire. And later, the police was tried to chase us, and I think they had found that we had done it. They just told us not to do this again. This was another story because of the atmosphere. But this was actually before the events, before December 63. But I think it shows how was the atmosphere. Yeah, our nationalistic feelings were like this. Actually, it was something going step by step. Like we were in a very natural way of developing our psychology. And of course, there were those sad events in 1963. And we were hearing battles around us. Some villages had come to Lefka, they left the villages. Of course, later I learned the reasons how they left and what was the responsibility of our leaders also, of course. But those days we were only hearing and believing that poor Turks are escaping from bad Greeks. And there were let us say refugees coming to Lefka from, for example, from Dildirga, from Ambeligur, from Linu. They all come, I remember, they were there. Another story, when I was first took gun and went to army, I was 11 years old. Those days, let us say, I remember that during the summer in 1964, because I was in the first class of gymnasio. So that was I was 13 years old. What did I tell you? I was 13 years old. And in the summertime, they sent us to the mountains. And they didn't even train us too much. I don't remember. Little training. But they gave us guns. And we were in the mountains, usually with elders. I remember that we were staying in the mountain, for example, from 12 midnight until 6 o'clock in the morning. And when I came back from our first duty, when I came back home, I remember that I went to sleep because when I came it was around 7 o'clock, and when I woke up it was again the next day's evening. So my mother told me continue to sleep because it is night time. And one of our friends accidentally killed a friend of us. And I noticed the first lie of our leaders that day, because our friend killed another friend. And after 2 hours, I heard from Bayrak telling that Greek Cypriots killed a young Turkish student. But we knew that the reality was not like this. After this event, they kicked us out. Later I wrote this, even in my, I have a book about Cyprus problem. I taught these things. Even when I graduated university, I was having the nationalistic ideas. I was a communist student, and almost all the leftists, or let's say in another way, those days 99% of the peace activists were the leftists. So actually I was supposed to be a peace activist, but I still had the nationalistic feelings almost until the end of the university. And again, those days when I was in the university, it was around 1974 actually, and on those days again, the picture was like that. The Turkish Cypriots are very poor. Wherever we go, we see that Greek Cypriots are controlling everywhere, in the airports, in the ports, always there are Greeks, the big cities, all the fortunes belong to Greek Cypriots, maybe because of this. And as a young person those days, I was thinking that there is no future for us in Cyprus, so we have to do something. Because we see that we don't have any future. Turkish Cypriots don't have any future. So what can we do? And I quite remember that I was seriously thinking to form an organization and to put bomb somewhere. I even started to thinking somewhere, and Coca-Cola came to my mind. We can put a bomb to Coca-Cola. We can start something so that Turkey will come and save us. So that was, unfortunately, my idea, our ideas those days. But thank God that all the students were not like this. I remember that when I was having those ideas nowadays, they were always Mehmet Ali Talat and his friends, his organization, was trying for Union of Cypriots, and they were criticizing the Turkish side. And one day, I remember, I found him in the hostel, and I told him that you are in the wrong way. What you are doing is not good for Turkish Cypriots, I told him, because they were defending of the Union of Cypriots. They were they were criticizing the Turkish side. Okay, and when I told him you are not doing good for the Turkish Cypriots, I remember that his answer was, okay, what's wrong with it? It is for Cypriots, he said. And I was more angry. because still I didn't get anything for Turkish Cypriots. And because of this speech, I was angry with him, that he said to me that, okay, this is not for Turkish Cypriots, it is good for Cypriots, it is good for humanity. And I was very angry to hear this. And when I came back, I graduated from the university, I came back to Cyprus, I entered my military service, my nationalistic feelings continued, and there was an election, and I voted for the nationalist persons. Later, I started to think that there might be something wrong, and I remember I started to have sympathy to JTP, and but again, one day, when I really had a sympathy to JTP, but thank God that Talat was not, he was still in university because he stayed there to his master, and Ferdi Sabit Soyer, also they were together actually, the new leader of JTP, or ongoing leader, he was again like this, and I started having sympathy to JTP because they were very careful to use the language, actually, so this is important. When they were using sentences, they were trying not to frighten the people who had nationalistic ideas. Okay, one day, I read in a periodical talking about the Communist Party of Cyprus, and it was a Turkish periodical, and I noticed that they were very respectful for the Communist Party of Cyprus. Again, I was very angry. I went, and I remember that I spoke with Özgür Özgür. And Özgür Özgür, of course, with his age, he was more calm. I said, Hoca, we say, since he was a teacher, to the teacher we say Hoca, sir, like this. When we say Hoca, I respect you. Hoca, what is this? I read in a respectful periodical talking about Communist Party of Cyprus, about the only representative of the workers of Cyprus. A Turkish periodical is writing. What is this? He didn't answer me in the way that Talat answered me. He said, Salih, they are far away, they don't know the realities, so forgive them. Forgive them. The realities are different, they are very far, they don't know, don't be afraid. And I continued to be a JTP member, and in the party later, I learned all the realities, and nowadays, of course, I am more supportive for unity in Cyprus, more than Talat and Ferdi Sabit. I feel as a Cypriot, I believe in unity, I believe that if we can manage we can do it in the future. Okay, we are going to take some precautions, and federation is a way for this. And I'm not looking federation as an ideal solution. For me, ideal solution is to live as Cypriots together without thinking our nationalistic roots. But unfortunately, as a start, we can now use other steps. Federation is this, and since years, maybe since 78, I can say, I'm actively working in the party, and in the last building, last 11 years, in the bicommunal activities. For example, I am one of the organizers of the bicommunal choir. It was my idea with a Greek Cypriot friend, a singer, an opera singer nowadays. She's a clerk actually. She's a governmental clerk, but also she sings operas. Anyway, we started the bicommunal choir, and I was in the choir for 7 years as a singer, a choralist, and also as an executive committee member. Later I left, and now I am in the bicommunal peace committee. We organized recently our 1st of September Peace Day.
Every year.
Last year we organized it. Yeah. And if I find the chance, I will try to make a bicommunal Latin dance group, because I'm a Latin dance teacher. So, when I was a child, let me say the age was around 68. I met some friends in Xeros, and for the first time I heard from them that let our leaders fight, we are human beings, we must live together, we don't have problems with us. Yeah, but very rare, because you know that we were living in some areas that there were no connections. I remember that even when a lorry was going somewhere, there had to be a driver with him, an escort with him, a civil escort. They couldn't go alone, so that somebody will be with him, and they were going to be sure that he's not going to have any relations with the Greeks. Greeks couldn't come to our villages. So, very little contacts, very little and very rare. Yeah, those days, there was nothing for Turkish Cypriots. They were only soldiers. Everybody was soldiers. They were getting a salary, and they were not producing things. In the villages, where there are lands to cultivate, okay, they did something, but in the towns and in the cities, there were nothing to produce. Most of the men were soldiers, and they couldn't live actually. When you became a soldier, they didn't leave you even to go abroad, to leave the country. So sometimes I remember a friend of us shoot himself from his leg, so that he will go out of the army, he will go abroad, something like that. And the ones who were going to abroad sometimes, they were making plans. They were making plans, and they were running away. They were running away, and whoever who had run away, of course, as you can guess, he couldn't enter again to the country. So that was difficult. Once you left, you couldn't come back, even to see your mothers and your mother and father. Very, very difficult days, really. My uncle disappeared in 1963 with his lorry. Can you imagine? With his lorry, he was disappeared there, and there was another young man with him. They were transporting something, and they were lost. And his three children and his young wife were there, and I think these same stories, of course, I know that there were many pupils who were disappeared, but some stories were happening in the same places. Somebody was coming and telling to the young wife of the man, "Look, I know where is your husband." Sometimes they do this just for gossip, but many times for money. Yeah, we give you money and I will try to meet him with you, something like that. So he was definitely cheated, but you know very well in your side also that the worst thing is that you cannot accept him cheated, and you cannot, let us say, maybe women cannot tell this, but I may say that a woman cannot make another direction, cannot make plans for her future, because she doesn't know when her husband would come. So this was worse, because otherwise she might marry again. And also, if you accept that he's dead, I don't know, but most probably you can forget, because you accepted it, everything is there, you accept. But when you don't get any information, you are waiting. The scar is there. So, for example, my uncle's wife and children had very difficulties, and in 1974, where the women and children were gathered in a school, they usually do this, I don't know if it is good or not, when a fight starts, okay, men are fighting, and they took all women and children together so that they can be saved from there. And I don't know who, but most probably a Greek was passing there, because the school was on the way in Gazivera in 1974. I'm talking now about 1974. The school is just on the way of Morfu. I don't know if you know the way from Morfu to Zeros. There is a way, and the school is there. So most probably a guy or an aeroplane, I don't know, they threw a bomb to the women and children. They were in the school, and a few of them were killed, one with her child in her arms. Together with her child in her arms. And my auntie, I have two aunties there. One was killed, and the other became crippled. Had become crippled. She lost her legs. Yeah, legs were there, but she couldn't use. And she brought up her three children on a chair, on a wheelchair. So, when I think this kind of things, I can say that I didn't have too much difficulties. And also, if it was a pity, in 1974, when the troubles started, I was in Turkey. I had just graduated, and I was in Turkey. Those days, and I didn't again experience too many difficulties. I myself didn't, but my family did. And when, for example, I was supporting the peace movement later, some of my relatives were reminding me that a Greek Cypriot tried to take away my sister. My sister those days was 19 years old. She was at home, and they tell me, I think my mother also told me this story, a Greek Cypriot soldier came, and he wanted to take my sister away, but my mother didn't let, and she started crying, and he went away. And my relatives, who were against peace movement, they were reminding me, I remember they were reminding me this event, and they were telling me, how you can want to unite with Greeks, to have peace with Greeks, as you know that they tried to take away your sister. And yeah, this was a sad memory of my mother. And another one, I don't know if it is helpful to tell this, another one for a Greek Cypriot again, in the same days. 2 days ago, they tried to take my sister away, and after 2 days, they brought a Greek Cypriot soldier to the yard of the school, which was our yard also, because my father was a teacher. We were living in a teacher house, let us say, and it was just in the yard of the school. And they thought that the yard of a school is a safe place to burn a Greek Cypriot soldier. And they took him here, and my mother again started crying, and she didn't let them to do this. And later some other people came, they took him away. I was not there, and I don't know what happened to him actually. I don't know what happened to him, but it is very sad that for Cypriots there were so difficult days. And my fiance was in Lefka, and she told you her story. Yeah, we were very afraid for them. We were very sad for them. And we were trying to get news from them, actually. We were just trying to hear about